This is To Help You Heal, and I'm your host, Marie Monville. We are going to spend 10 minutes talking about healing. What kind of healing do you need? Is it in your mindset? Is it emotional healing? Is it spiritual healing? You know, there's a lot of healing that we all need, and this is where you're going to find it. Every week, 10 minutes on Tuesday. I'm so glad you're spending this time with me. Welcome back to another episode of To Help You Heal. This week, 10 minutes, we're going to spend talking about doing things that bring us joy, that bring us life. Because sometimes when we're coming out of a funk, if you didn't catch that episode, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's. We find that we're just frustrated because maybe we're telling ourselves there's not enough time in the day. I can't get all this stuff done. It's been so long since I had any time to myself. I think when we are feeling the effects of a funk, we really have to ask ourselves, what else is going on here? So if we pop back to the last episode for just a minute, I shared a story with you. I had planned to do that podcast on getting out of a funk, and then I woke up one morning, a couple days later, feeling like I was totally in one. Part of it was the weather. Some of it were some things that just felt discouraging in various areas of my life. All of it was culminating in this place where I just felt frustrated. I didn't feel like doing anything, but I knew that I had to. And for me, I know how to get out of a funk. I know the things that I can do for myself that make me feel better. And I didn't want to go for a walk. There was nothing about the day that made me feel like doing it, but I did it and it helped. I didn't feel completely better by the time I got home, but it was the gradual start of something. And when we find ourselves in those places, I think it's worth asking, okay, how did I get here? It's not just the immediacy of the thing. You know, for me, it wasn't just the weather. It wasn't just the discouragement of a couple of difficult situations. It was this place where the pace of my life right now is a little bit more intense. And I need to really prioritize that other side of space that I need to rest and recover. So for me as a speaker, spring and fall, those are the busy times. That's when churches are doing retreats and conferences, and there are banquets and fundraisers and Sunday morning services and all the things I love. I love speaking. I love sharing my story. I love encouraging others, helping people connect with God, whatever it is that I'm speaking about. I love that. I'm truly passionate about it. But doing that weekend after weekend after weekend, on top of having things going during the week, it can be a place of really depleting me. And so when I reflected back on how did I get to this place of really being in this funk, I knew that it wasn't just those kind of external circumstances, the weather, the circumstances I couldn't control, the things that felt discouraging. It was just this wearing down inside of me. And it's really made me press into that in the days since to say, okay, I need to do the things that feel good to me, but where do I place balance in this? And, you know, I get that balance is a concept that's a little difficult to achieve. We talk about various places where we find balance in our life. We say work-life balance. We say, you know, balancing our schedules, balancing our checkbook. Maybe people don't say that so much anymore, that most things are digital, but you think about all the places where we're trying to find balance, and that doesn't always work. There's sometimes a fluidity to it. You know, for me, it's a season where I am going to be engaging in this extrovert person part of my personality a little bit more, but that means that I need to also create space for the introvert side. So I like doing personality tests. I like finding out things about how I think and what works for me. And I know that I test as an introvert. However, I'm very close to the line, the midpoint of being an introvert and an extrovert. And I know how to be an extrovert when I need to. When I'm speaking, I'm an extrovert. It works for me. But it also means that I need to prioritize some introvert space. And what does that look like? And how do I give myself grace for that? Because I think when we're coming off of a busy season in our lives, it's like we almost get so used to that pace that that feels like what we're supposed to sustain at all times. And then we can start feeling guilty or start feeling a little bit self-critical if we are just putting in some margin where we're not doing anything. Have you ever found that to be true? You're just kind of sitting around, maybe you're watching a show you like or reading a book or listening to a podcast, and you kind of think, wow, I'm not really doing anything. I'm not accomplishing anything. And I think we have this feeling that we're always supposed to be accomplishing something tangible, but sometimes it's the accomplishment of the intangible that is actually most important. And so when you find yourself in this place of feeling that funk settling in, or you're just feeling a little bit exhausted and depleted, accomplishment and that innate desire or that cultural implication that we're always supposed to be pushing something. Because I think if we want to really enjoy our lives and flow in that balance of busier and not busier and more activity and less structure and all those things that happen throughout the course of life, we have to be willing to prioritize some space that might not look like we're actually accomplishing something, but it's accomplishing something deeply purposeful inside of us. And so I want to ask you to ask yourself a couple questions. If you're feeling a little bit disengaged from life, if you're feeling frustrated, if you've come out of a funk, what's the place where you need something more? Is it more purposeful activities that impact other people, or is it more purposeful inactivities that are good for you? Because I think we really are driven, or we feel compelled, or we get joy out of these places where we're either serving other people or we're doing things to take care of ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I am so much better at taking care of others than I am at taking care of myself. And you know, if you're thinking, well, I don't even know what taking care of myself looks like, or how do I gauge that? I want you to think about your food choices, because here's what I know for myself. When I am feeling frustrated, when my schedule's a little bit out of balance, or when I'm not prioritizing enough of the time to recover, I am less diligent about my food choices. I'm more likely to gravitate towards sugar. I'm not prioritizing protein. I'm not really worrying about my vegetables. I could care less if I drink a gallon of water. All those things that are generally really important to me. It's as if when I'm not feeling it, when I'm feeling depleted, I have zero capacity to really take care of myself well. Now, if I were taking care of somebody else, let's say someone was staying with me, who was speaking and doing all the things that I'm doing, how would I take care of them? I probably would want to create a really restful environment. I would want to make sure that I had foods that were going to nourish them. I would want to, you know, encourage them. Hey, are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough downtime? I would really take care of them well, but I don't do the same thing for myself. And so if you're feeling frustrated, I want you to think about, how would you take care of somebody else who came to stay with you and started doing the same exact things that you're doing? How would you think about them? What would you prioritize for them? And then ask yourself, are you willing to do that for you? Because I think sometimes, yeah, maybe we need more emphasis on other people. You know, if we're feeling like we don't have enough places to serve or find that joy in the impact that we can make in other people's lives, that's an area to work on, sure. But I think most of the time, that's probably not it. I think most of the time we need to spend a little bit more focus on, am I really taking care of myself well? And how do I change that? What is purposeful and meaningful to me? And you know, maybe when you were listening to the intro for this podcast last week, you thought I was going to talk about more activities. And maybe we need more activities, you know, that are things that we enjoy. But I don't think that's it. I think it's more about the mindset. I think it's about the mindset of, am I taking care of myself well? Am I prioritizing space for what I need the most? And am I okay if it doesn't really look like I'm accomplishing anything? Am I willing to set all that aside and say, I don't need to accomplish something? I need to take care of me, and I need to create space for the things that are deeply meaningful and purposeful and refresh me. Because when I do that, it matters, and I'm better able to then engage in the week and go be the version of me I want to be when I show up to speak or to lead a conference or a retreat or whatever. I have to block that out. And so maybe it means looking at your schedule a little bit differently and saying, where can I condense some things? What are the things I need to take out? How do I create pockets of space and time for myself? Because we can ask ourselves the questions that help us figure this out. We just have to ask the right questions. We have to ask the good questions and not come at it from this place of, what's wrong with me? Why can't I figure this out? not the negative-based questions, but the questions that really open ourselves to possibility. And that's that place of saying, how would I take care of someone else? And am I willing to create the space necessary to do that for myself? What would I tell somebody else they need in this moment? And can I give that to me? So as we come down the home stretch on this podcast, I just want to encourage you to spend some time reflecting on that. Take some time to ask yourself, hey, would I be willing to create this space for myself? Am I willing to give myself space to breathe, just to be okay with what looks like not accomplishing something? And then come back next week, because this whole concept of asking ourselves the right questions, not coming at it from a negative, self-critical perspective, I think is really important. As a coach, it's my job to ask questions. I love to ask questions. That's just the thing that I enjoy, asking questions. But it's all about whatever questions we ask, whether we're asking ourselves or we're asking someone else, it's going to take us down a path. Where do we want to go with this? Do we want to end up someplace negative and self-critical, or do we want to find possibilities and opportunities? It's all about the questions. So come back next week. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to share some strategies that I use when I'm asking myself questions, when I'm asking others questions. I'm going to share those with you. Hope that you've enjoyed this episode of To Help You Heal. If you feel like you need a little bit of one-on-one support, I want you to pop over to my website, hit that Work With Me page, and see if there's an option that fits best for you. If you're looking for a speaker for your event, my fall calendar is closing quickly. Lots of dates filling up, so make sure you message me to get on there. I'd love to walk with you, with your organization. Whatever it is that you need, I'm here to help you. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Share it with your friends and come back next week for our session on questions.